This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. Kate Delaney here. Welcome to the last show of 2021. Wow, it's so hard to say that. I have to, like, slow myself down to correctly say the year because it's going to be strange to go into 2022. Thank goodness we don't write checks very much anymore because I'm sure I would probably put the wrong date. Anyway, I hope your celebrations are safe and fun. It's crazy that COVID has now once again put a damper on everything, but sure enough, hospitalizations are comparatively low with Omicron, according to the CDC, but there's big warnings out there, like warning against taking cruises after 5,000 new coronavirus cases have cropped up in the last 2 weeks, because you're on a floating Petri dish. So not your fault. Someone else runs a hand over something, you touch it. That's how it is on a cruise line anyway. There have been other viral problems, but do you really want to get COVID? I don't think so. And what in the world is going on with airline travel? I get it. I know it's because of this virus and the weather, and this is kind of the new normal. I've said this before, as somebody who's traveled a lot, and if you have grandkids, if you have kids, if you have buddies that you want to go deer hunting with, jump in the car if you can, or maybe do the RV thing. I'm not against flying. I mean, my goodness, I love flying, but you have to pack your patience and then some, and you got to wear a mask the whole time when you're in an airport, so now you get in the airport, your flight gets canceled, you're scrambling, trying to figure out, well, how do I get from point A to point B, especially if it's in a smaller place, it can be that much more difficult. But what you're dealing with is the crush of the other people who also are trying to rearrange their travel plans. So more than 1,000 flights canceled on Thursday. More than 4,000, I think, delayed. This is FlightAware. They track it, so that's where I get that info from. There's individual. You can go to the individual airlines, but that's accurate. So we've had, 8,000 cancellations and 41,000 delays to or from the U.S. since Christmas Eve. Yeah, I mean, look, this is the thing. You're counting on being connected to the people on the other side. You're counting on it, right? But then you think about what do you do when, I mean, how do you get there? Like I said, this ongoing problem with winter weather and Omicron-driven staff shortages. So I think the thing to do is sign up for notifications from the airlines for sure, and plenty of pad time needs to be built into your trip. I've said this before. I love flying. When I was a kid, I would beg my mother to take me to the airport to pick up relatives and my Aunt Nancy or whoever was flying in from wherever they were flying in from. And I would just jump out of the car and run into the airport excitedly going to the gate. Of course, now those days are long gone thanks to terrorism. But now you have to also build in this extra time because it is a scramble fest. It's like festival seating almost. Doesn't matter if you're in first class. Doesn't matter if you upgrade to priority seating because the one arm on the seat is better or whatever it is. The bottom line is this. I mean, you have more than 1.8 million new COVID cases reported in the U.S. the past week. And this is stuff from Johns Hopkins. That's their data. Flu cases are on the rise. So you've got people that are legitimately calling in. And that's just the perfect storm. So you have bad weather. You have coronavirus shooting up. And it's bumpy. It's bumpy for people who are flying, and that's just the way it is right now, and we have to deal with it. So there you go. Hey, coming up on this hour, we're going to have some fun because I'm going to take a look back in our next segment, another final rewind of 2021, plus a conversation I had earlier in the year, one of my favorites, with Aaron and Ben Napier. Do you know them from Hometown HGTV? They are just down home, good people from one of my favorite places, actually, Laurel, Mississippi, because I took the show to Mississippi years ago to Biloxi, and that was one of the places we also went, and I thought it was such a cute, quaint town, and what they've done to really kind of help the people in that area, and what they've done to help so many people has been just amazing, and they're on the cover of Time magazine this week, so their star keeps on rising, but they still have those good values, and they're grounded people with two young daughters. It was so fun to chat with them. And then my pal Mark Goldman, who's a publicist out of New York City, he talks about his battle with COVID, and he says, forget the politics of this whole thing. This is crap and crud you don't want. And it was pretty scary, and he wasn't vaccinated. This was before the vaccinations, and he talks about, I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do, but he believes in the vaccine because he's like, anything you can do not to get this crap and be scared out of your mind. And he has two kids in middle school, and he was worried about his life. He was worried about whether he would see them again or not. So you'll hear that also at the end of the show. So like I said, we're going to have some fun. When you look at the new year, and there's, of course, so many things that we've all gone through, the roller coaster ride, again, the big question mark that we're under, whether we like it or not, it's the buzz in your backyard and mine. And trust me, I hate it as much as you do. So what can we do to bring some luck for the new year? Some people really believe in luck. Some people say there is no such thing as luck. Let's just have some fun with it. When I first moved to the Southwest, one of my first jobs out of college was in El Paso, Texas, the great TSM TV station. I was a television reporter and anchor, and I loved the way the people treated me there, and they taught me so much about food I never heard about and traditions that really weren't part of my past. And one of them that I've taken to heart and picked up is black-eyed peas and lentils. So it's supposed to, first of all, it's good for you, right? But here's the thing about it. It's symbolic. It's supposed to be, many believe if you eat a bowl of them, or eat some of them anyway, you'll have a financially successful new year. So, I don't know. I like it. Black-eyed peas with rice, that's a traditional southern dish. Hoppin' John for New Year's Eve, you know, that's in Italy. Lentils mixed with pork, that's a lucky dish, they say. Spaniards eat 12 grapes when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve. The tradition goes that you eat 12 grapes at midnight, one for each month of the year. According to one story, it started about 1900, and regardless, it's supposed to bring you very, very, very good luck. So there you go. Noodles in Japan, soba noodles are served on New Year's, and that's also supposed to bring, you know, good luck as well, even though really the Chinese New Year, not in Japan, but the Chinese New Year falls on January 25th. So they say if you do the noodle thing, it helps you with longevity. I don't know. Sounds pretty interesting to me. Maybe you like any of those, there you go. Maybe these are some things that will help you bouncing into the new year. Or maybe you make some sort of a resolution or pick a word or whatever it is. Or maybe you do none of that. You just relax, watch some games, have some fun, and don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right, I'll meet you on the flip side.
Are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. And it's the final rewind for 2021. There's so many big stories when you go back and think about it, things that we all talked about on this show. And thanks for all of that participation. So many emails about a variety of things that affect our lives and things that just, frankly, make us go nuts, right? Remember, 24/7, you can always send me your stuff, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So when I look back at some of the things that happened in sports, the drama with John Gruden, what ultimately happened, the fact that he got caught up in the Washington problems, the emails, the consequences from this workplace scandal involving the Washington football team, John Gruden, it cost him his gig. He was the coach of the Raiders and, of course, the brother of former Washington football coach Jay Gruden, and that all came out in these emails. Gruden's racist and homophobic emails lost him his 10-year Las Vegas deal, and so far he's the only casualty, which he thinks is outrageous, and he wants to go after the league, I believe, for this. He's the only casualty of the league's investigation into the Washington football team's workplace practices. That's it, period, because so many details of his emails, they just were part of the whole email thing, 600,000 emails, and they were leaked, released, you know, whatever. So huge drama there. College football, there was drama, of course, and that was surrounding what happens with players and profit. That's nothing new, right? But players got the right to profit off their own name, image, and likeness. Coaches, meanwhile, saw that profit leaped after astounding salaries, right? They saw that's what happened. So you also had Oklahoma and Texas, where they really surprised a lot of people, or at least they altered the landscape. I don't think it's a surprise, but I think they altered the landscape. They announced the plans to move to the SEC. And then Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly just bolted. They changed the coaching carousel by leaving to more lucrative and even higher profile gigs. And yeah, there you go. And then there's vaccine requirements and star athletes, you know, the athletes that didn't get vaccinated, and some that, like Cole Beasley, who's paying a fortune with the Buffalo Bills because he's not vaccinated, doesn't want to get vaccinated, and says that's it, and gets tested, but gets fined by the league. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, who's an incredible quarterback, and he stepped right in it with the idea of was he vaxxed or not when he was asked that question, and he got caught up in it, and eventually, of course, because he tested positive for COVID. And I think that kind of died down because every day there's something new in the COVID conspiracy wheel and the accusations and the blame game and whatnot. Then there was Deshaun Watson, if we stick with the NFL. He entered the 2021 season unhappy, I guess is the way to put it, with the Houston Texans. He wanted a trade, but before the Texans could even get a trade, allegations of sexual abuse came out. 22. That changed the course of his career. He denied the charges of the multiple massage therapists who claim he harassed them, but the Texans chose to put him on ice rather than play him. The case doesn't move until 2022, but he's been absent from the field. And the accusers didn't get their day in court at this point, but it affected, certainly, it had to affect Houston and their trajectory, I would say. They have won a handful of games, but it has been a rough season. Tiger Woods' wreck probably was one of the biggest stories besides Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Tiger Woods, on February 23rd, there wasn't a lot of details that came out at first. He was going to a local golf course. He was filming a reality TV golf instruction show. He left his car. His car left the road, rather, doing twice the speed limit on a notoriously curvy residential area. And when they got to the scene, it was a question mark of, oh my gosh, is he going to survive? His legs were so mangled that amputation was even a possibility. So he started a months-long rehab regimen way away from the public eye, and he made a miraculous sort of return to golf. It's never going to be the same, but alongside his son Charlie, which was really kind of a neat thing to see for sure. I don't think he'll ever play full-time golf again. He said that, but you know he has that willpower. Tom Brady for Tampa Bay, and I think I've mentioned this before, but it's worth it. It's a big rewind moment for 2021. The Buccaneers hadn't won more than 10 games in a season since 2005. He arrived. They get into the playoffs. Boom. They win the Super Bowl by crushing the Kansas City Chiefs. And once again, they're in a position to who knows, maybe get back to the Super Bowl. They're certainly going to be in the playoffs. There's no question about that. If we look at the world of entertainment, I've talked about that a lot in the last couple of weeks. Spider-Man hits a billion. That's crazy. Sony Pictures, they must be dancing in the parking lot. And Marvel Studios, Spider-Man Far From Home was a big hit. When it was released, they knew they had something on their hands, but $1 billion. So now you wonder what happens with more of these types of pictures, which are popular anyway, but will anyone be able to catch Spider-Man? I'm not going to sing. Speaking of big movies, Scarlett Johansson agreed to portray Natasha Romanoff one more time, with the understanding of whatever it was financially was agreed upon in her contract. So this was a solo for her, Black Widow. It was shot in 2019. It was supposed to be released in May of 2020, and it didn't get released till July of 2021. So even with vaccines, low COVID cases, Disney execs decided to be cautious. They released the film in theaters and as a Disney Plus premiere access. So if you get their streaming service, you could get it for at home for $29.99. So theoretically, it cost her millions in the back end in her salary because she didn't get the money she would have normally gotten. Disney got a ton of money. Black Widow earned $67 million from at-home viewing in its first weekend. She sued the Mouse House. It got pretty nasty. There were some crazy things that were released publicly. And then the Disney people made nice.
right? It was a crisis. They made nice and they settled for supposedly $40 million, right? And that's probably good because Johansson is still attached to one of the Disney projects, Tower of Terror, which is a new project for Marvel Studios. So then it ended up being maybe positive drama entertainment-wise 2021 with the passing of longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek after a long battle with cancer. It was a very sad moment at the end of 2020. But we knew, you know, you knew this was happening. He talked about it openly, and there were a slew of fill-in hosts for the first 8 months of 2021. Ken Jennings, Katie Couric, Anderson Cooper, one of the fan favorites, LeVar Burton. And what ended up happening is instead they decided to go with Mike Richards, who was the executive producer, and people liked him. I mean, he was good, but it turned out that he had some controversy because he made some crazy remarks on his podcast, and it was released. You know, the remarks were released, so then Jeopardy had to walk it back. He's not even now part of Jeopardy at all, and he certainly isn't the host. And you know, now they're back at square one. It's being hosted by Maya Balick right now, but it's also Ken Jennings, but that's through the end of July of 2022. So who is going to be the host of Jeopardy? You know, even Aaron Rodgers had a stint at it and said he loved it, and he would have loved to have that gig. But that was not, I think, what Jeopardy expected. They didn't vet. How did they not vet? You got to look at everything now. And of course, the heartbreaking thing that happened with the entertainment world in 2021 is that somebody lost their life on a set by being shot by Alec Baldwin accidentally. He says he didn't shoot her. The hammer on the gun went down. It's still being investigated, but it was horrific that when you heard the news that Baldwin had accidentally shot and killed the cinematographer on the set, who was just 42 years old, a woman, Helena Hutchins, who was pronounced dead after being struck in the chest, and even the film's director, who was right near her, was hit in the shoulder and was discharged from the hospital the next day. But Alec Baldwin and the assistant director on this movie shoot in Santa Fe, New Mexico, David Halls, have insisted that he didn't pull the trigger, but when the actor removed it from the holster, it fired unexpectedly. How this all turns out in the end, we'll see, but certainly it made Hollywood, or lots of people in Hollywood, think about what's going on in these sets with guns. There have been other accidents in the past. And is it, it's supposed to be dummy rounds. How did a live round get, or rounds, who knows, get in that gun and end up shooting her? It's just very, very horrible, horrible accident. And that's the final rewind for 2021.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News. President Biden's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now over. The White House saying the call began at 3:30 Eastern and ended 50 minutes later. So far, officials from neither country have said what the two leaders talked about on the call. They were expected to discuss a tense situation at the border with Ukraine. A vocal pro-democracy website in Hong Kong is now offline.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications, a day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Pleased to welcome to the show Aaron and Ben Napier, stars of HGTV's Hometown. They live in Restore Homes in a small town in Mississippi, and we're going to talk about what some of the challenges are that they see to smaller communities and rural areas and talk about some other things that are happening as well. But before we dive into it, I have to tell you both that I'm a new convert to your show as of the last couple of months. My husband found it. And we have had so many arguments about the Tress House and Ben smashing down the carport. He wants to smash down the carport for our neighbors and then help them rebuild it. So you guys just do a tremendous job. Was that a fun show? Because they're your friends.
Yeah,
that one was a lot of fun. And actually, Dawn works on our crew now. She works for the show.
Yeah.
That just happened this year, so she works with the casting department.
Yeah, Ben loves, his favorite thing that we've ever done on television is hooking his truck to something and tearing it off the house.
I think that's my favorite thing that I've ever done in life.
Nothing makes him happier.
Did you two ever imagine when you started doing this that the road would lead to what it has led to?
Nope.
No way.
I mean, we live in small town Mississippi. This is not...
You don't grow up thinking, I'm going to have a TV show one day.
We're going to make the number one show on HGTV right here in Laurel, Mississippi.
Never the dream or the plan or even a thought that crossed our mind.
But you know what? It was made possible because of the internet.
It's true. Yeah. We renovated our own houses, and I blogged about it. the whole process, and then a magazine wanted to feature it, and then HGTV saw the magazine feature, and here we are.
And the rest is history, but you're having fun. It looks like, you know, I know it's different with cameras around you, but it really looks authentic, like you're really enjoying it. Is that true?
It is a lot of fun. We were actually
easy to enjoy.
We just had a break, and we were talking with some of the people here working with us about how it is what you see on TV is what is happening. Like, it's never... We're never acting out a scene
or anything like that. And our crew has been with us. Several of them have been with us since the beginning. So we're a family. I mean, we don't know how to do it without our people looking back at us on the other side of the camera that make us feel like the things we say are interesting or funny or creative. They make us feel confident. So it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
Well, it's definitely a lot of fun watching you, and it's become addicting to me. We have to kind of... my husband and I have to wean ourselves, off of the Napiers because we're not doing the things we're supposed to be doing because we're, you know, binge watching some of what we haven't seen so far.
HGTV will do that. It'll get you.
Yep, absolutely. So let's talk about what some of the challenges are that are facing these small communities and rural areas. What do you see?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, we are intimately familiar with the problem.
Yeah, we think that small town America is the best place to live. Like, it's where we're raising our family. It's where we want to be. But nothing great
ever came by easily.
Right.
There are some challenges when you live in small town America. I mean, highways divert small towns and young people move away and it's hard to get them to come back sometimes, but a really huge problem we're dealing with now is a lack of internet. And it's become especially apparent after the year we all just survived.
Well, and it sounds so, it sounds, I like
it. Silly to big cities, I'm sure.
It feels like we're, you know, in 2005 talking about this. Like, but it's, I mean, we're 2021 and.
My parents have the same internet that they had in 2005 and it's still just as awful. And it costs a fortune. They live 6 miles outside of the city limits. And, you know, our daughter goes there and my mom takes care of her and Helen wants to watch Lady and the Tramp. Can't do it.
There is
no internet access.
There's 40% of rural Americans have access to one company that provides internet. And that company is usually overpriced. There are pockets out there where small companies are trying to do something to bring internet to them. But T-Mobile they are making a huge push. They're investing billions of dollars in building out this infrastructure and promoting it. So
to give rural Americans internet.
Yeah. And you can read about it. It's T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica. But it is a really cool initiative that they're doing.
It's so needed. We feel like we're finally being heard and seen for the problems that we have. I mean, our nanny has two girls who were in high school, and they were having to drive to a fast food parking lot to sit in their car and do their schoolwork all last year. It was awful.
Wow. Wow, that's ridiculous. And what's really cool is Ben said this, T-Mobile, he mentioned it. So what is the T-Mobile hometown tech over contest, and how can some of the listeners that are listening to this show enter to win wireless upgrades in their communities? And I have a lot of listeners in small rural areas along with big cities, but a lot of small town listeners.
I think that, that's what radio, I mean, that's, you know, in rural America, we listen to local radio. And so I think a lot of your listeners are probably...
I hope they're listening. If you live in a town with a population less than 50,000 people, this is for you.
You need to go to T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica and enter your town.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're giving away grants to different towns. There are tons of giveaways, but the big grand prize is a $3 million tech upgrade. So T-Mobile will come in and spend $3 million, you know, upgrading the technology in your town. Then there is a $200,000 grant. There is a
free concert with Florida Georgia Line.
It's a huge grand prize that is part of a really cool contest.
That celebrates what's great about small town America, and it can be a lot better if we had internet.
Yeah, and just think about that. Then the nanny wouldn't have to go to the parking lot, and then grandmom would have internet that's better.
Yeah. Everybody's so much happier. But, I mean, the fact is, until we have great internet in small-town America, there is nothing for young people to come back to build a life, to build a career. Most importantly, like, to have a career now, you must have internet. To build a company, it's completely non-negotiable.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, what Aaron and I do, I mean, you know, thank you for watching. We build homes for people, you know, every day. We, you know, give them a beautiful place to call home.
And be proud of.
And to be proud of. And that instills pride in a community, but that's a small part of it. You really, the people are the big piece of the puzzle. And without the internet, you don't, you know.
No one wants to move to Laurel, Mississippi.
Right.
Without the internet.
If they can't send pictures of their daughter to their grandparents, then they're not going to move there.
Yeah.
And that is a big problem.
Yeah, well, I hope a lot of people listening enter the contest. Ben and Aaron Napier, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So as I mentioned, what a delight it was to catch up with Aaron and Ben Napier. They are on the cover of People magazine this week, January 3rd edition, and couldn't be more down to earth. After I interviewed them, they had their second baby, a girl named May, and they added more and more shows. I mean, wow, they are so popular. So this is what they have. They've got Hometown. And now they also have Hometown Takeover, which we talked about. They've got Ben's Workshop, which is on Discovery Plus. And now they're adding another show, Hometown Kickstart, presented by People. So opening a third store in Laurel, Mississippi. And as I mentioned, they had their second child. But still are these really grounded people. And it's interesting in listening to what Ben had to say, and you think of his schedule, imagine trying to keep on track of all that and getting kids ready and all that. Their day starts at like 4:30 in the morning, or his day does anyway, and it doesn't wrap up until they get their little girl in bed, Helen, so 8:30 or 9, and they're really serious about revitalizing their small town of Laurel, Mississippi, which is really just a quaint, charming place. My hubs and I went through there when we were in Biloxi, Mississippi for a remote that I was doing years and years ago. And it's, again, a really lovely area. And it's gotten even better because of some of the renovations that they've done to many people's homes and trying to help them. And it's certainly put it on the map. There's no question about that. And I really, like I said, enjoyed that visit with them immensely. Listening to the two of them kibitz and go back and forth, and they practically finish each other's sentences, and then how they tripped into what now has just become this budding empire. And this is a couple that met in college, and actually when they met in college, they almost didn't go back home to Laurel. They considered living in Memphis and Birmingham, Nashville, and even thought maybe New York City just for a couple of years or so. But then when they got closer to graduation, they said they knew they were getting married, they're going to start their lives. They just thought it was right to go back home. And boy, was that a good decision based on just how they're connected to so many people in the community where they grew up, and the fact that, you know, that old adage of the grass is always greener, but maybe it's just not. You think it is, because everywhere you still have the same problems, as Ben says, even in the article in People magazine, he said it's the same thing. You still have the same problems. You can either complain about them and leave, or you can stay and do something about them, and that's exactly what they decided to do. So once again, one of my favorite interviews of the past year, no question about it. And if you want to know more about them besides this interview that you just heard, you can pick up that copy of People magazine. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let me let the please don't tease. If I can hold you, honey, let me squeeze. Oh, my heart, I go round and round. And the love comes tumbling down. You leave me. Ripless!
Obviously, on this show, we've been talking a lot about COVID now for actually over a year, because we were talking about it before it hit the United States. And joining us now is Mark Goldman. He's the managing partner of Goldman and McCormick PR and a pal of mine, too, as well. And I was so saddened and scared to learn about his experience with COVID-19. Hey, Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Great pleasure.
So tell us what happened. I mean, take us back to how'd you know you had it, and what was that like?
You know what? On January 2nd, I got a rapid test, and I was negative. On January, I think, 4th or 5th, I got another rapid test, and I was positive. And I had to, they said I had to quarantine for 14 days. I actually ended up quarantining for 19 days. My kids were with my ex-wife, and the house that I'm living in, I had my mother there as well. She's, you know, very elderly and old, so I had to actually check into a hotel for 19 days. I told them, of course, I was on business, which I was, right? And I stayed there for 19 days where I quarantined. I really didn't see anybody. I didn't really do too much work. And it was the worst experience of my life, and I'm still traumatized from it till this day.
So when you say it's the worst experience of your life, what were you experiencing? You test positive, you go in the hotel. Were you getting night sweats? What was it like?
Absolutely. I had very high fevers. I was getting night sweats. I was having nightmares. I didn't eat for 2 weeks straight. I was sleeping all hours of the day. was just a horrible, horrible experience for me. I did not have, like some other people have, the lack of smell or taste. I just wasn't hungry at all. But it's a horrible, horrible situation. I really recommend if anybody thinks this is fake or it's political or it's not true or it's a conspiracy, this is 100% real. And we have to make sure that everybody in this country knows that this is real, keep up the social distancing, keep up the mask wearing, even if your governor or your politician says, you gotta wear your mask and blah, 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 and you're against what they say or you're against politics, whatever it is, wear a mask because it will be better for you in the long run.
Yeah, and better for us as a country, obviously, and we see it's happening around the world, too, because of how it's just crushed business. It had to be scary for you because you were so isolated, too. And I know you know, you're a gregarious person. You got people around you, and you got kids. So for your kids, it had to be scary.
Yeah, no, it was a very, very scary experience all around. For the first 2 weeks, I was really just not feeling good at all. After the second week, I did a telehealth session with a doctor, and he called in about 4 different medications, and I really got much more healthier from that, between the vitamins, some of the medications I was on, like a Z-Pack and a steroid and this, that, and the other, and it just really, really helped out in the long run. So, you know, obviously I was very appreciative of the doctor. If I did not do that, I would have ended up in the emergency room.
Wow. So, because like we said, you had the night sweats, you couldn't sleep, you couldn't eat, all that stuff. But because you did the telehealth thing, and
right.
Then you got, like you said, the various things from the steroids to the vitamins, etc., that helped kind of buoy you. Otherwise, were you worried, obviously, that you would be one of those people that got into the hospital and maybe ended up not breathing, getting on a ventilator?
Absolutely. And then the other thing is, when I'm in the hotel, I put on the TV, and all I see is, you know, 50,000 more people died of COVID today, or, you know, or whatever else. And I'm just thinking, more people are dying, and this may happen to me, and, you know, whatever else. And it's just really, really scary, scary experience. And I also got anxious to go to sleep in the evenings because I was afraid of all the nightmares and fever and sweating and everything else. Which is a horrible, horrible, traumatizing experience, really, overall.
So when you have the anxiety, but then you start to notice that it finally, eventually, you feel better. You take another test and you're, what, negative, and you know that you can leave the hotel?
No. After 14 days of quarantining, they say, you know, you're better, you know, or you don't have to quarantine anymore. But what I did was I was checking my fever every day. I was checking my oxygen levels every day. And I was in communication with the doctor, and between those 3 things, I was set to go back. So I had fever. I was fever free for 7 days. My oxygen levels were at 98%. So I was really in a better place. I was feeling good, more energy. I was ready to eat. So really, at the end, you kind of knew that it was out of you.
What would you say to people? Because, you know, now we're having also, you talked about the mask, Mark, but also the great debate over the vaccines.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I think for all the people that are, you know, it's I'm not anti-vaccine. I have kids, and we've vaccinated them for several different things. None of them have autism. None of them have any horrible issues going around that. And when the vaccine is available, I mean, I'm in New York, so it's been a little messed up, but when it is available, I'm ready to take it. And if there's a side effect or two, that's something, you know, I got to deal with personally. But I can never, ever have COVID again. And I don't want anybody to experience what I experienced.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're glad you're well. And, Mark, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
So where are we now since that conversation with Mark Goldman, when there weren't the vaccines that were available? And as he said, it's not political. It's about getting vaccinated and boosted and everything else, because he saw how horrific it was. And when he went down that rabbit hole, was scared to death that was the end. So this is where we are now. At this point, of course, the vaccines are available. There's boosters that are available. There's more conversation about pills that will be made available. And we've got COVID cases and a different variant, Delta, and
which is the deadliest, and Omicron, which isn't quite as deadly for some people, but the seven-day average right now for U.S. COVID cases is 301,524. Now, I'm being exact, and those numbers are from Johns Hopkins University, but that can go up and down. But the rolling average has just shot up. That's what we're seeing. It's completely shot up. Fully vaccinated people in the United States, 62% overall, 62% overall. And I think I saw this headline today when I was reading the Washington Post, and it said, people are stunned to get COVID despite being careful for so long. And I get that. Right? We're sick of it. We're tired of it. We're tired of talking about the pandemic. We're tired of being in the pandemic. And then we're super careful. Think about in the beginning of it. Oh, social distance. You hear about people who have died. You listen to all kinds of nonsense about what's going on with the virus. And then you get infuriated by the misinformation that also is out there all over the place as you try to vet it. So, you know, there's examples of people who've barely eaten in restaurants, who have not gotten on planes, and suddenly, you know, they got together with family over Thanksgiving or the Christmas holiday, and they ended up with COVID. So, you know what? It's a mindset that you have to think there's a chance you're going to get COVID. If you've been vaccinated, you're unlikely, according to the scientists and doctors, to become seriously ill. And again, unlikely, but you still can catch it. And this is the catching variety, unfortunately, right? Because I said it already, we're sick and tired of talking about COVID, being in COVID. We're sick of the whole thing. And speaking of being sick of it, Amtrak canceled dozens of trains because of the weather and the coronavirus. So it's not just flights. They had to reduce their schedule through January 6th because of things that they're battling with their workforce. And we're seeing it in hospitals, too. In hospitals, the staff's so affected by this that you're lucky if you can, if you have to go to the hospital, you're lucky for something that's not, let's say, COVID-related, or it's some kind of elective surgery. The list, in some cases, has gotten long, and you've gotten bumped further down the list. I have a friend in that situation where she's jumping at dates, like they're saying it could be this date, it could be that. It's just a random, and her surgery, while it is relatively, we'll call it easy, it's not nothing. It's being put under, and it's surgery, and she's in New York, and it's very sad to see even more of the rippling effects on our health just in general, right? So things have changed, but have they gotten better? Are we nearing the end of this thing, or are we going to be talking about this for a relatively much longer time? My prediction is that hopefully by the spring we don't see another variant pop up, and that we can nail this January, February, but certainly we'll see on that. So thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show and being with me in 2021. You can always hit me up, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.